God's foreign policy toward Israel begins in Genesis.
Reverend John Hagee is the pastor of San Antonio's Cornerstone Church. He's one of Israel's strongest U.S. supporters and the founder of Christians United for Israel, a group that lobbies for pro-Israel policies.
If we can get 50 million evangelicals in America to join hands with 5 million of the Jewish people in the United States of America, it will be a marriage made in heaven.
Reverend Hagee says his friendship for Israel is part of his effort to fight anti-Semitism.
Anti-Semitism is sin, and in Christian theology, sin damns the soul. It is absolutely ludicrous for Christians to worship the dead Jews of the past, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, while ignoring the Goldbergs that live across the street. The Goldbergs are the family of Jesus Christ.
But Hagee has also said his support of Israel derives from passages in the Bible. Those passages prophesize that the end of days depends on the Jews ruling the whole biblical land of Israel. But he says that's not his sole motive in backing Israel.
We do not support Israel for any end-time scenario. We support Israel for Bible reasons that have been there for 2,000 years.
Israeli leaders have welcomed Hagee and the support of evangelicals. Asher Yarden is Israel's consul general in Texas.
As we say, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
In July 2006, with Israel battering Hezbollah positions in Lebanon, Reverend Hagee rallied more than 3,000 evangelicals in Washington and got them to lobby Congress in support of Israel's controversial war. Israel found encouragement in that support.
When the war in the north of Israel took place in 2006, that from our good friends among the evangelical Christians, there were special expressions of support.
But Palestinians, including Christian Palestinians, say Hagee and his followers are ignoring them. Tony Cataly is with the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. He says Palestinians are living under Israeli occupation or in exile and are being overlooked.
The plight of the Palestinians isn't completely understood in this country, particularly by the evangelical movement. No matter what they believe religiously, there are people who are suffering in reality, and that is a very big divide that needs to be crossed.
Jews and Israelis are not unanimous in the embrace of evangelicals. Jews who support territorial compromise with the Palestinians oppose the relationship because many evangelicals want Israel to continue the occupation of Palestinian areas. Some Jews are put off by the Judgment Day beliefs of evangelicals. But Mark Friedman, executive director of the Jewish Federation of San Antonio, says he stands by Hagee.
From a personal perspective, I think that I'm a lot more worried about an Armageddon that might come from Iran than I am from any Armageddon that is premised in theology.
So despite theological differences, the unusual relationship between evangelicals and the Jewish state on its 60th anniversary is likely to continue, at least in the near future. Greg Flakus, VOA News, San Antonio, Texas.
And you have come to Washington for one reason.